All right, let's talk about some operational best practices when using DualPol QPE. In general, you can trust QPE performance below the melting layer. Once you start to get within and above the melting layer, QPE performance will be negatively impacted by frozen hydrometers, so be leery of trusting QPE values there. Next, you can use the DPR to live quality control rain rates that are going into producing your longer-term totals. Things such as melting hail can cause your rain rates to go haywire, and we'll talk more about that in the flash flood topic. Additionally, the use of DPR to help keep your eyes peeled for high rates over vulnerable areas that flood with very little rainfall, such as burn scars or slot canyons to name a few, can be really helpful. Lastly, when you have fast-moving or high-rate storms, preliminary research has shown an improvement in QPE performance by adding those supplemental low-level scans in, so don't hesitate to use those.